It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Like, really? I sing that song, well, only the good as hell part.
Yeah.
At the top of my lungs when I'm driving my car. I love it. Lizzo, good as hell. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:07. The weather's sunny, 60s, beautiful. Don't forget, Charlie Puth is coming to our Dunkin' Music Lounge, and we want you to win your way in. So set a reminder, be here, 8:10, win your way in. All right, our Boobash is just like 2 days away, Saturday night.
Ooh, I know.
Can't believe it.
I don't know about you guys. I'm not sure if you have your costumes ready or not, but I'm actually going to Cabela's today.
Cabela's?
Yeah, to see if I can get some additional pieces to my costume.
You have enough camo. Don't you have enough camo? I know that's what he's going to get.
I want to get a ghillie suit.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys know what a ghillie suit is.
Not a sniper. Okay.
Can I guess?
Courtney has her hand raised, yes.
I feel like it's like one of those ones that's all hair. It's all grass or something.
Yes. That's
you
what it looks like.
Sweat.
But I was going to say, it might be a little hot inside the old ghillie suit.
Hard to drink beer in there, too.
Yeah. So
you know what's even funnier? We'll just make it. How funny would that be if we just stuck grass all over you?
Grass and leaves.
Come to my house early. I'll do it.
I thought we had the costume. I thought we were going as white trash and garbage men.
I haven't changed my costume. I'm not a big fan of dressing up because it stresses me out. I like to go and see everybody else's costumes. So for me, I just put a trash bag over myself and I go as white trash.
The most stressful part about Courtney's costume is what she wears underneath the trash bag.
That's true.
What jeans she's going to wear.
You can't even see it. I'm going to get an extra large trash bag
this
year.
Oh, you're getting a long one?
Yeah,
oh,
I think so.
All
I think
to your knees.
Yeah. Like a leaf bag.
Hey, perfect timing.
Do they have a white leaf bag? That's what I need.
Yeah, that's definitely. Just get some
spray
paint.
You know what? I'll just get a leaf bag and I'll stick some leaves out my neck.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm so tired of the leaves. This is perfect.
Be a scarecrow.
I could be a scarecrow as well. So yeah, our Boobash is coming up. It's Saturday night. We've got tons of money to give away for costumes, like best costume, best couples costume, sexy costume, you name it. We're giving away a lot of money and concert tickets like every hour.
I saw the stack of concert tickets that we're giving away, and the guy who has this stack was just telling me, he goes, just walk around the wrestling lane and just hand them out to people.
Oh my God. Come on now.
So cool.
You're going to pay a small cover to get in, and then you're possibly going to get free concert tickets and money.
All right. So it is called A Nightmare on Ann Street. We'll be bebopping around Russian Lady downtown Hartford Saturday night. You can get your tickets, though, discounted if you get them now. So make sure you get your tickets now. Head over to kiss957.com/boo. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:24, the weather beautiful today. Sunny in the 60s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So they always say that, 50% of marriages end in divorce?
Yeah, I would say 50, down the middle.
Well, that number might be going up because a new survey came out saying that 60% of couples are unhappy in their relationship right now.
No.
Yes, Gavin.
Duh.
Are you serious?
Shocked?
I am.
Surprised that's so low.
Really? See, I thought 60% was about right.
Yeah,
I really did.
Maybe.
Goes on to say that most people want out of their relationship.
Yep.
And then here are some of the reasons why they want out of their relationship. Courtney's.
I didn't mean to say yup yup, but it just came out.
It was a very confident yup.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead.
So some of the reasons why people want out of their relationship, they no longer trust the person they're with.
See, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you break trust,
it's
hard to get back.
Another reason people want out of the relationship, they're not intimate anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what? I meant what?
No longer affectionate?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I can see that. That's what I'm just saying. I'm agreeing. I can see that.
Oh, okay. You're just agreeing.
Yes, go ahead.
Things in a relationship have gotten boring.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah. Those yas that you're throwing
out. No, I'm not throwing out. What? You guys are wusses. I'm sorry. It's just I'm yaing with things that are I can understand.
Yeah. So some other reason couples want out of the relationship. They don't have the same vision for the future.
Yes, that is a big one.
Got to have the same vision.
I mean, I didn't even get to finish my sentence.
Courtney's really agreeing with a lot of these
things. I am.
I'm 60%er.
And finally, the last reason couples want out of the relationship, they just don't like each other anymore.
Well, see, no, I don't see that. I don't.
You don't agree with that one?
Well, I mean, I do. If you don't like them, you... Yeah. Yeah.
So you still like Mr. Automotive?
Yeah, he's my BFF.
You just don't share the same vision. Yeah. You're no longer intimate. No. And you don't trust the person.
I know. I trust him.
Oh, okay.
But the other ones, yeah.
Okay. You might want to tighten these things up before you get married.
I got plenty of time, Gavin. I've been engaged 12 years. I still have plenty of time. All right. It is 626. Hey, we're paying your bills. We give away more money than anyone else. We give away $16,000 a day. Your chance at getting your bills paid and winning $1,000 coming up at 7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for your Hollywood report. A celebrity almost kidnapped in Mexico. Remember Joe Francis, Girls
yes.
Gone Wild? He was almost kidnapped last week while he was in Mexico. Several men with guns busted into a house, took everyone's money, and then tried to kidnap Joe and his friends. Joe was at a neighbor's house in Punta Mita with about 20 other people when at least 5 armed men stormed in and threatened to take hostages. They were all actually tied up with wire and robbed. Neighborhood security had a scuffle with a gunman who then fled the area. Police later arrested 3 of the guys involved in this. I mean, that's a close call. That's horrifying.
Yeah, and he was like a hero of mine when, you know, years and years ago when Girls Gone Wild came out.
Now they just go wild in the streets. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to pay for it anymore. Yeah. Just walk into any bar.
Yeah.
You can see that going on. Nicki Minaj, more scoop on her wedding to Kenneth Petty. They tied the knot at a private residence on Monday in Los Angeles. And she was there, he was there, the minister, and just a couple of family members as witnesses. Their 90-day marriage license was only good until the end of the month, so they figured, let's just get it done.
Okay.
Justin Bieber style.
Yep.
And then throw a big party later, like Justin Bieber and his wife did. So they are going to have a ceremony, and I'm hearing it's coming up soon, like a big one and a big party.
I can't wait.
I know you can't. And finally, Kylie Jenner and her best friend Stassi got matching LASIK eye procedures. Yeah, they did it together. They videoed the whole thing, and then they threw a big party to celebrate the birthday of their eyesight.
Okay.
And they both wore skin-tight dresses with eyeballs on them.
What?
It was kind of funny. All right. And I've got the entire video. If you'd like to see it, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for second date update. If you go on a first date, you make a connection, or you had a really, really good time, but you don't hear from that person for a second date, you call us and we get the answers. So
yes,
on the phone
do.
This morning, Morgan in Broadbrook. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's funny, we have like 2 or 3 Morgans that work here at the radio station. Isn't that funny?
So oh, really?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
We call them like Morgan 1, Morgan 2, Morgan 3. but Morgan, you're Morgan 4, and you're in Broadbrook. It is second date update, so obviously you have to tell us about this first date you went on.
Okay, totally. So I went out with this guy. Oh, he's so cute. It was really fun. We went out to, you know, like the pumpkin patch and corn maze. It was such a great, like, fall date. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's so cute. And I had a great time. I mean, he seemed to have a great time. Uh-huh. We, like, were picking out pumpkins. We're going through the maze. We're, like, figuring it out. And I don't know what happened. I haven't heard from him. So I just want to find out what's going on.
I feel like that's the perfect date. I do. I mean, I'm not, I would go, you could have apple cider. They always serve donuts at those places.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's a good way to get to know each other. I mean, apple picking, pumpkin patches. I mean, this is the type of thing you want to do on a first date.
Hmm.
Yes, totally. So I want to figure out what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Was it your suggestion to go to the pumpkin patch, or was it his?
Actually, yeah, it was mine. It was just like kind of a fun idea that I had.
Right.
So, yeah.
I can see why I didn't call back.
Stop. There's nothing wrong with it. I think that is the perfect fall date. And if you felt you had a connection, you thought he was having fun, you were having fun, I think it's strange that you haven't even heard a single thing from him.
Yes, agree.
All right, so we're going to call Morgan's date Daniel. I'm going to have you listening in. You'll be able to jump in and talk to him at any point. And we're just going to ask him to be honest and tell us why he hasn't called you for a second date. Are you ready for the answer, Morgan?
Oh, I am.
All right, let's call Daniel. Find out what his deal is.
She got ghosted around Halloween.
That's funny.
Lame.
She did.
I thought that was kind of like...
That was a lame one.
No, I thought it was really good.
Thank you, Courtney.
At least he wasn't being jerked like... jerky to her.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is Daniel there?
Hi, this is him.
Hey, Daniel, it is Courtney.
Danny Dimes, it's Walmart Jeff.
Hey, it's Gavin.
We're calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio.
Oh, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
What's up?
The reason we're calling you, Daniel, is because we do something called second date update. If somebody goes on a first date and they have a really good time, but they don't get called for a second date, we actually try to get answers. And that's why you're on the show this morning.
Oh, okay.
So I'll refresh your memory. You went on a great date, supposedly, with a young woman by the name of Morgan. We talked to her. She said the date was fantastic. You guys went to a pumpkin patch. Like, you went through a corn maze. You had apple cider and, like, all that fun fall things. She said it was a great date. She had a connection. She thought you were handsome. And she's just wondering, will there be a second date? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. So we did go on a date. And, yeah, you know, we did do the pumpkin patch and the corn maze and the apple cider. The first big strike for me was she just started to Instagram absolutely everything. Oh. And, you know, I have an Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And, but it was a little excessive.
See, this upsets me. Daniel, this upsets me because so many dates don't make it to the second date because of this exact reason. I think women need to start putting their phones away, get offline and get in life, because this ruins so many dates.
Thank you. I mean, like, if we were friends for years, I'd completely understand. But because it happened, like, in the first, like, I thought we're supposed to be getting to know each other, not you, you know, shouting out to the fans. I didn't get it.
Okay.
So then we decided to do the corn maze. But she was so competitive and controlling. Like, she had to be the navigator, and we couldn't go the wrong way unless she said, you know, we had to go that way. I was completely over it, and, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what you say makes
honestly,
a lot of...
To be honest, I was like, I was already just leave her in the corn maze, so...
Oh, my God. Ooh, nice. Okay.
That's never good.
It sounds like it sounds like she might have been a handful, but she's on the line. I'm going to bring her in. Morgan, do you hear what Daniel's saying about not getting a second date?
I do hear what he's saying, and I have to say I'm kind of offended and surprised. I mean, first of all, yes, I was taking pictures, but we were at this pumpkin patch. It was incredible. It was beautiful. And I'm sorry, I thought that I mentioned I have a lot of friends out of town. I like to share what I'm doing with my friends. And, like, I did not think it was that big of a deal. I mean, he could have said something, but I did not hear him complaining on that day. But then we go into the corn maze, and, like, yes, I was taking control because he wasn't doing anything. I'm sorry, like, I thought that we were having fun because
just walk around together and hold hands and talk and get to know each other, but you're like, let's go to the left, to the right. So it's just like, all right, and, you know, I mean, if you take it it's fine, but
well, figuring something out together is getting to know each other.
You guys had totally different experiences on this date. That is apparent. And I feel like maybe your personalities don't mesh well to have a second date anyway, but if you guys want to do a second date and Morgan, you leave the phone at home, I'll pay for a second date, but it's up to you guys.
I guess I feel like maybe I don't want to be with someone who's going to leave me in a corn maze.
Okay. Good point. Morgan, great point. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you're wonderful, but I wish you all the best.
Okay. All right, well, listen.
Yeah, well, maybe next time, I guess.
Maybe one of your followers, I don't know.
Okay, stop. Whoa. All right. So, Morgan, you got your answers. Daniel, I appreciate you being honest. I really do.
Of course.
And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Thanks for being on Second Date Update.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.